Alti, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria and Switzerland.
Today's Alti interview is about forestry, paper and the Nordics. We speak with Mr. Dick Enrod, Head of International Distribution at United Bankers. Hello, Dick. How are you?
Hi, Christian. I'm fine, thank you. And thanks for having me on your podcast.
Why is the forestry industry and the paper industry so interesting at the moment?
The forestry and pulp and paper industry has typically been a very old-fashioned industry with very little innovation going on. Lately, however, mainly because of structural market changes, most of all concerning lower newsprint demand, the industry has been under pressure to reinvent itself. Today, the industry is a global leader when it comes to innovation, and we're seeing a lot of emerging businesses around this previously very traditional and even somewhat dull industry. And these new businesses are being well supported by present market trends.
What are the trends that are driving this phenomenon?
It all boils down to large disruptive trends like sustainability, digitalization, environmental regulations, climate change, and carbon neutrality, to name a few. As internet access is increasing worldwide, e-commerce sales are growing at great speed, and digital buying is becoming the option of choice for more and more consumers. And it's not only hardware, as we usually think of when talking about e-commerce. We're seeing a significant impact from various e-commerce platforms that are changing consumers' behavior, like online food delivery. And as e-commerce sales continue to grow, there will be increased demand for packaging. So the digital revolution, it did not destroy the pulp and paper industry. Pretty much is actually happening at the moment. Not only because of increased packaging demand, but because of eco-conscious consumers are demanding sustainable packaging. Companies like McDonald's, Nestlé, and Unilever are all committed to using 100% recyclable packaging by 2025. And Carlsberg has partnered with a large Swedish paper packaging company to develop a bottle made from paper. They actually call it the green fiber bottle. And because of this, we're seeing a lot of innovation, for instance, around eco-friendly coatings, providing both liquid and grease resistance. And we're not only seeing pressure from consumers, we also have tightening environmental regulations. France lately banned plastic packaging for some fruits and vegetables. Their goal is actually to get rid of the material completely. So the plastic packaging substitution potential is quite significant going forward. In the construction sector, forest products have already proved to be a great option in replacing traditional polluting construction materials. And biofuels are on the rise too. Because they absorb during growth the same amount of carbon they release when burnt, they're considered carbon neutral and play a major role in the replacement of fossil fuels. Circularity has also been a hot topic lately, and surprisingly, we're seeing the use of fibers in industries like the textile and fashion industries, which could be a solution for the adverse environmental effects linked to fast fashion. The EU aims to be climate neutral by 2050. And as the forestry and pulp and paper industry are providing alternative sustainable solutions, one could say that the industry is part of the solution, not part of the environment problem.
Why is that specifically happening in the Nordics?
Well, it's not only happening in the Nordics, but the region is the most forest-rich area in Europe and also a leader in sustainably managed forests. The pulp and paper industry has historically been very important for the region, and now because of structural changes in the market the last decade, the large industry players have become top R&D spenders, which is having a positive effect on the whole value chain. The area is also a forerunner in sustainability, as sustainable development has been a key target for the area for a long time. That's why the Nordic area has had a head start in the development process and also has the relevant resources, which together are a good basis for innovation.
What is the concrete answer from United Bankers Asset Management to these facts we just discussed?
Since we as a company share the same values as the broader Nordic region, it touches upon what we just discussed. We are a Nordic expert in real assets with a special focus on ESG. And for that reason, we're proud to have forestry investments as one of our main client offerings. Today, United Bankers, through its funds, is the fourth largest private forest owner in Finland. And next, we are launching a private equity fund, enabling professional investors to profit from the specific disrupting trends we have spoken today about.
Final question. What do you expect for the next 3 to 5 years in your business?
On an institutional level, I think we will see increased interest towards uncorrelated real assets with intrinsic value because of diversification benefits, inflation hedging ability, and also their ability to store long-term value as opposed to financial assets. I also believe the Nordic countries as an area will have a lot to offer to investors because of the various attributes that distinguish the area from others.
That was Dick Enrod, the head of international distribution at United Bankers. Thanks for the interview.
Thank you, Christian.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.